Onward.
Anybody else want to start it?
Nope.
Okay.
Let me think. No.
Let me think about that. Yeah.
Was this a spot episode?
It is a spot episode.
No, it sounds like somebody who's into cats should start it then.
Meow. Meow.
That's all just meow.
Meow me.
Meow.
And that was our introduction in cat.
That's for Spot.
We're going to start selling this to pets. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can't get humans to listen to it. Maybe we should start on other animals.
We found out that cats is our number one demographic.
Yeah.
Warp, it's what you put on when you leave the house.
You put it on for your
pets.
Yeah.
Sure, let's start. Welcome back to another. Wow, I'm really fucking high right
meow,
now.
Meow, 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 meow.
My name is Sean.
Just keep meowing,
just
Sean.
Keep meowing, just keep meowing.
Meow, 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 meow.
We're back. I don't care. Neither one. None of the rest of you introduce yourselves, but who cares? I'm the only voice anyone listens to. Anyways, around here.
No, Philippe is here, and I'm meowing with
God
the rest of
it. Damn it.
Philippe is meowing. Here's my meow. Meow. That is my meow. Here
very
it.
Nice.
I want my meow to be heard.
I wish there was... There's very little Spot in this episode, but he is in a little bit. Mostly it's Worf and his kid playing cowboys. We're watching season
that's
6,
terrible.
Episode 8, A Fistful of Datas.
Yes.
Which
yeah.
that
I'll
sounds
take
like
it.
A sex move.
Mm. Yeah, Fistful of Datas. The Taz.
I got, what do I got? 45:36 on the clock. And someone's punching the triangle.
Yep.
In 3, 2, 1, punch.
Hey, Poppy.
Ooh, going old school.
Going old school.
So this is a classic holodeck episode.
Diana Nykus 7.
It's nice to get back to an early opening establishing shot of the actual...
Yeah, here we go. Picard now, he's playing the flute.
He's got his sheet music up on his compact presario.
Man, a mini talent.
Yeah. I'm guessing that must be the flute he got in that Inner yeah. Light episode, right? Yeah. Isn't that the flute?
I remember when they did that Inner Light episode, and then they show him playing the flute, but then they do this weird where it's showing him from the front, and then the hands are clearly not his hands, and he's just blowing into it.
I don't remember that.
Wow.
It's just like the hands are so not his hands.
That's funny.
But this is different.
This looks like these are his hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it the same kind of flute?
It is.
It's the same flute. Oh, my God.
So, basically, they're... The premise of this episode is they're not doing anything. They're like waiting. They're going to be days before they're where they need to be. So everyone's just kind of chilling out and trying to come up with things to do in their time off. And so Worf agrees to do this holodeck thing with his kid. Because he has nothing else to
can
do.
Can we talk about the sunflowers on
that's
his
that's an
I
odd
know,
choice.
They were pretty,
this
right?
Is odd, but it's weird, dude. They're fakey and weird looking. Like, just, I'm not. And by this time, wouldn't he be like a pro at this
well,
thing?
Well, he is.
Okay, he's really.
He's playing. He's actually playing along with a recording.
Oh, okay.
And, like, he keeps stopping.
Because everybody
because
comes
he
in.
Wants him to play a different instrument.
Yeah.
And this is, so he's playing the flute. You know, Gates, she loves her theater, so she's doing a play.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get him to act, and he's like, well, I'm not much of an actor. And she goes, don't worry, you got a really small part. And then he gets all butthurt. He's like, oh, really?
Only 2 lines.
I think he's a little hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Typical director.
Yeah.
Then the lies they tell actors.
Yes, right.
To get them to do what they need.
Stroking their egos.
Yeah. You know that time when we all got bamboozled, Jake, into doing a show because the director told us you was doing the show, but they actually weren't doing the show. Got us all to agree to do it.
Yeah.
By telling us that everybody else had already agreed to do it when none of us had.
I do recall something of that.
How'd it go?
That was a terrible play.
That's where we met.
What play was that?
It was...
I auditioned for that.
King John.
King John, yeah.
I won't name the person who did it, but let's just say he's a
dear friend
of the show that Aaron hates and has absolute animosity towards.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
If you've ever listened to the episodes about...
No.
Well, we won't say.
That was a long time ago.
Hate's a strong word, Sean.
I know.
But that's funny that he did that.
Yeah, he totally did. Slytherin. We all figured it out later. I was like, because he got, you know, there was a bunch of us old schoolers who he wrapped into doing it. And it was totally like, he came to me and he was like, hey, you know, if you don't mind doing the show, he's all, because this person and this person and this person are doing it. And I was like, okay, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
But then, not only did he do that, then he was really devious. He made it. So, oh, look, the chair.
Yeah.
He's not sitting in it, but it's there.
Yeah.
I still want that chair.
Yeah.
The chair is always in Worf's room. There's Brian Bonsall again.
Why would Brian Bonsall be into this Old West?
Yeah, he's. I don't know. They talk about, like, he had read books, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't he be into some Klingon stuff?
Let's see here. Gotta get the episodes. But anyways, like I was saying, he not only did he convince us to all join so we could hang out with each other, he then made it so that we never had rehearsals together. Because we were all in different scenes.
No, my God. Mm-hmm.
We are watching...
what's going on with Saturn?
Season 6, episode... I know it's blowing up. Episode 8.
I just got worried. It's like when I heard the rings were going.
Yeah.
I only have 100.
Oh, really? Is that a thing now?
Yeah, we got this
clickbait article that was like talking about how Saturn was going to lose its rings. We were like, oh, no. And then it was like... 300
million years.
Right, sure.
And we were like, oh, okay.
Fistful of Data's original air date, November 7th,
1992. We were worried. Our eyes were big, like, oh my God, what's happening?
It's happening tomorrow.
One more thing.
I know. I'm like, that's like the crown jewel of our solar system.
I was like, I can't right now.
we were really like, oh man, we got to do something.
Yeah, right. How can we stop this from happening? Okay. What can we do to save Saturn?
We gotta donate some money.
Where do I need to donate?
Yeah, who do I email?
Where's the Saturn rescue plan?
Yeah, are we thinking about Saturn right now?
All right, Aaron, what do you think the IMDb rating of this episode is? It's a romp.
It's a romp. I'm gonna say a 7.9.
May.
7.7.
I'm gonna go 8.4. I'm going up there.
Producer Jake.
I'll do 7.5.
7.4.
Wow.
I knew it was crazy.
It's low, I think. This episode's funner, more fun than that. Here they come.
He's got a corncob pipe.
If nothing else, you get to see a lot of Worf in a cowboy outfit, which is kind of entertaining.
That sounds good. I'm up for it. We don't know whose boots those are.
But they're made for walking.
Oh, my God.
That's what they're going to do.
I do know that's Brian Bonsall boots.
You know Brian Bonsall.
Those are Bonsall boots.
Yeah.
And they're basically going to recreate the story of Rio Bravo.
Cool.
Deadwood? Said something about Deadwood.
Yeah, well, but yeah. That's where they are.
Yeah,
but you know the story of Rio Bravo, right?
I've definitely seen the movie, the original John.
That's John Wayne, right?
Yeah, it's basically. Well, he actually did that same story twice because he Rio Bravo, and then they redid it as El Dorado.
Yeah,
isn't one of the characters in that movie named Big Casino, or like?
I don't know, but it's basically all about a sheriff trying to keep
a town.
A person in prison through the night
with
their gang coming to take him out.
Mm. And he's got to be, like, brave. And nobody else will
and
help
he's
him.
Got a couple of, well, he's got a couple of helpers. But one of them's, like, a drunk. Played by Dean Martin.
Yeah. That's right.
Then there's a kid that's played by Ricky Nelson.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't, like, Dean Martin sing Whippoorwill?
He does sing. I don't know what. Yeah. They sing together.
Whippoorwill. Don't you dare.
And then they remade it, and they use, and it's, what's his name? That guy from Cape Fear.
Mitchum.
Yeah, Robert Mitchum plays the Dean Martin part.
Oh, really?
And James Caan plays, the young James Caan plays the Ricky Nelson character. So they did it, but they kind of upgraded an actor, I think. Like, I always assumed the other way around was the way.
Yeah.
That El Dorado had come first, but it's not. Interesting. John Wayne's first thought when he was making that movie was, yes, I want Dean Martin to play the second to me. That great actor, Dean Martin.
I think Dean Martin must have been just like on fire at the time or something.
It must have been right during the Martin and Lewis stuff.
Yeah. Because he was like, his singing career was like, you know, he was really popular for.
Huge.
Lieutenant Barkley's the one. So because there's like. A prostitute just waved at them.
Yeah.
And so Worf was like, why did you put this in the holodeck? And he told him, Lieutenant Barkley showed me how to drink. I was like, he did.
Yeah. She's like, I got authenticity. A whole subreddit.
He's like, Barkley.
Which disc would you like, son? Mm. I got a whole caseload.
Yeah. Look at all this, like...
So this is moderately problematic, this presentation of a Mexican person. So this is one of those episodes where you learn the way what Brent Spiner is really like as an actor. Because he gets to go full ham sandwich throughout the whole episode.
That's why I'm surprised at the IMDb isn't low. It's higher because I feel like the.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, the time, as you watch it, you're like, Brent Spiner is a great actor.
He is.
Because his normal, like, instincts are to go
crazy.
Full ham.
And he can do it, though.
And he's good at it. And he has to be the most non-ham ever when he does Data.
Yeah.
So it's like, you just. It's so amazing. Yeah. It's impressive how good he is.
Restrained.
That he's able to do make his character that intriguing and not have to be just full ham the whole time. In fact, he has to be he's full stoic. So like a little brat kid, he was not happy that it was too easy.
His dad was
Worf was able to figure out how to stop get the bad guy right away.
So he's increased the difficulty.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that this is like, I always used to really like the down episodes where they're like between missions. It was more like slice of life stuff.
Right.
I always like, oh man, this is like, it makes the show feel real.
Well, and it's the kind of thing that they never would have done on the original show.
Right. Everything was so serial.
They always had to be doing something. Mm-hmm. It was never...
There was no, like, humanizing them or, like, showing slice of life of what like it was like on the deck.
It was all plot.
Yeah. These were the things that made, the world feel real to me.
Well, yeah, because this is the kind of stuff you would do.
Yeah, you're out in space, you have a holodeck, and you'd be like, okay, yeah. I'm going to have, a whole...
I mean, we know what Lieutenant Barkley does when he's in the holodeck.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of thing that Worf would do in the
holodeck. Yeah, exactly. Who's this guy? Is this guy one of the bad
guys? So he's the bad guy that he's trying to arrest him. And he's like, you can't arrest me because my gang will kill you.
Yeah.
But go ahead and try. And
so when does the rest of the crew join in the
festivities?
No, but it's only only one other character shows up.
Dita?
What's that?
Dita?
No, well, he does, but that's on accident.
Yeah.
That's there's a screw up that causes Data to start basically taking over all the NPCs in the holodeck.
Oh yeah, because he's plugged into a cord right now.
Yeah, that's right. he's upgrading to fiber 18.
It's like one of those things where you're like,
right, exactly. That you're exactly right, Aaron. That's what happens. There's a glitch while he's hooked up, but he only screws up the like non-essential stuff,
like the holodeck.
Yeah, like the holodeck, and so they don't really think that there's any problem. But then it becomes a problem for the people on the holodeck because they can't get out of it, and all of the like danger, all of the
danger safety protocols.
Safety protocols are shut off. Ah, there she is.
Troy?
Yep.
Mm.
Who is it?
It's Counselor Troy.
Oh.
She loves Western stories.
She's real?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's there as part of the plan.
Yeah.
She's the third person.
Ah.
In the trio. Now there's gonna be
this just reminds me of like when you move into a new place and you find all these switches but you don't know what outlet they go to.
Right. You start plugging shit in.
Yeah.
All right, look for the light when I turn on.
Turn on the light. Does that go off? What's this do?
Oh, see, he's starting to grow it in this episode.
Oh, is he?
There he is. Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah.
He's starting to stubble in. Yeah. You see Data glitch a little bit there? So he's going to start causing music programs and the replicators and the holodeck.
I mean, the replicators are kind of essential.
So yeah.
They make your food.
That's where Spot comes in, because he's trying to make food for Spot. And it keeps screwing it up. So, I don't remember. Oh, they were trying to basically... the reason why they hooked them up is they were trying to figure out whether or not they could basically create a scenario where if the ship started to go down, the computers, that Data would be able to plug in and he could control the ship.
Yeah.
Which, it always works so well when Data takes over control of the ship.
Yeah.
Nothing ever bad ever happens.
I thought it was like you had to get a firmware update, you know?
No, I don't think so. They were trying to like integrate him with the ship.
So did he basically arrest the guy already?
Yeah. Yeah. And they've got him, so then, and he's like, you know, I'm not going to be here. My dad's going to come get me out.
Who's his dad?
It's going to be Data, but it's not.
Yeah, it's just
part of the story.
The story is the dad
gang.
And
the gang is going to come.
His gang
bust
are gonna
them
come
out.
Bust him out.
So these aren't based on like any
particular
historical.
No, it's just the story.
Damn, oh, she's into it.
Droy, she's into it.
I like
smoking
it.
The cigar.
I love it. I kind of like her this way. She just looks natural and happy.
Yeah. No, it's a good look for her.
Yeah.
She should do that all the time on the ship.
I know. I have to be all
I don't off. Think there's enough cosplay that goes around on the ship itself. They all do it just in the holodeck.
I know. They wear these, like, unitards.
Yeah.
That's just such a weird uniform choice.
Oh.
Skin that character in a body.
I like it. Large amounts of currency.
Yeah, he sends the kid to go make a withdrawal at the bank.
Yeah.
As you do.
It's all very convenient.
That's the ancient West, see?
Yeah.
Oh, it is the ancient West.
It's now. I guess it's like at this from their perspective, it's about 500 years in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Her dad was just called it the very old West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it looks like the governess on Facts of Life. What's her name?
Mrs. Garrett?
Mrs. Garrett?
Mrs. Garrett.
She's got a Mrs. Garrett thing going.
Charlotte Ray?
Yeah.
The high hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but her was red.
Yeah, that's true.
Charlotte Ray was a redhead.
Yeah, she's all, ooh. Joe, don't do that.
What do you guys think about Joe?
Into her or not? Yeah, I was into Joe.
Joe, thumbs up.
Thumbs up. I was all about Joe.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. No one was a Blair guy here.
I was all Joe.
All Joe?
I was all Joe. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I was Blair's always a Joe over Blair.
Blair was trouble. It was a lot of work.
I don't know. Joe was pretty high maintenance
himself. No, I know, but I...
In a different way.
I was more into Tootie. Yeah.
Sure, I mean, she was really the free spirit.
Yeah.
Or what was the other
Natalie.
One? Natalie. Yeah, they were my jam.
Yeah, I mean, Joe was definitely the hottest.
Yeah. She's like the troubled one, kind of. Yeah.
That's...
She rode a motorcycle.
Yeah.
What are they all doing there? Is it a foster home?
No, it's like a boarding school, isn't it?
Oh. I kind of thought foster home. That's my memory.
It's not a foster home.
Yeah.
They go to a school because they're in uniform all the time.
That's right. That's right.
I'm just realizing, why are all those kids together?
Well, what... When they're in school, it makes sense. They then eventually they graduate and still stay together and run a shop.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, I like to milk that.
They really were.
But she was like a number one show for a while, right? Or it was like really popular. It
must have been. Yeah. I mean,
I think it was all over the place.
You know, you take the good,
you take the bad,
sure,
take them both.
Yeah,
trials and charge.
And there you have.
As long as we have each other.
Wow.
That
Riker.
Was quite an entrance.
It's a flourish.
What is going on?
I like
with his
blouse.
This is part of his acting.
Yeah, this is acting. This is his rehearsal gear.
This is the cosplay that you demand that he do more.
Oh, wait, he's reading Data's poem as his
I like his
audition
windbreaker
piece.
Yeah,
blouse.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's not his audition piece. It's supposed to be the script. But this is one of the things the computer is screwing up.
Yeah.
And all of this stuff is Data centric. So
yeah.
It was Data's spot poem that showed up.
I wonder if there's just general entries in there about what he did with Tasha.
Oh, I'm sure Riker found them if they are there.
Yeah.
I'll have these looked at thoroughly. They're having server problems.
Man, is this a big IT episode?
It's time to restart. Did everybody think about turning it back on?
Yeah.
Plug on plug.
Mm-hmm.
Dung, dung.
Got to call Spectrum to come in.
Get a radio wire run.
Yeah.
Jordy's online.
I like that she's like down in the engineering room seeing if they can fly the play. Like, engineering is IT.
Right.
I think that should be a separate department, but I guess.
I think it all goes to the same place.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Brian Bob.
I feel nothing.
A child's being kidnapped and Aaron feels nothing.
That child is Brian Bunsall, so.
Oh.
I think she feels nothing.
What's with the pain? What's with all the aggro towards Brian Bunsall?
I think Matt.
It's fun. Matt started it.
Were you just...
Remember how he used to rail against Alexander?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're taking that.
There he is.
We're carrying that on.
Is that Val?
Yeah, it's Val Kilmer. Yeah.
He's going to be our Huckleberry?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, all mustachioed and
Amendo-ish.
Senor Frank.
So he gets to ham it up. Do a nice southern accent.
Does he?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He can do accents really well.
Is southern the same as western?
No.
Well, no.
There it is.
Yep, there's Spot.
Hey, Spot.
This must be the final spot.
This is final spot?
Yeah, because there's been there were a couple of different spots at the beginning, but I think at this point in time, it's just from here on out, it's that one cat.
Spot three.
No, fuck your food. Spot just...
Spot really acted the hell out of that scene.
Yep.
Data is perplexed. Mm-hmm. It's a Data. It's a cat. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. There's nothing weird about a cat being weird.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's when they start to like you. That's when it's suspect. Oh. Mm-hmm.
He's going to go to his 90s laptop and look up what...
Yeah, he's jumping on the laptop.
What was that CD encyclopedia that Windows would give you? Encarta?
Encarta. he's looking at Encarta.
I feel like that's
what
that looks
like.
Oh. What was that?
I accidentally stepped on a cat. Well, I was...
Cat. Oh, hey, Gus, man.
Which cat? Oh, yeah. Literally, no. Which cat?
This episode has a lot of cigarettes in it.
Yeah.
You would think that they would have raised the rating.
From TVY.
From PG to at least PG-13 for tobacco use.
There's a lot of it. But it's old West use.
Victoria Jackson over here.
Nice.
Which one?
This is in Kansas City. That bastion of civilization.
Yeah.
Because the act for Klingon Bloodwine.
Oh,
and she called that European.
Yeah, I like it. That's what everything kind of gets like pushed to. They do that joke a lot.
Yeah.
We don't got any of that.
Yeah, it was like when Data was in the actual Old West, they thought he was French.
Yep. Oh, they push it too.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
With Mark Twain.
Yep. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
And yet so close by.
They were like, we got to do another one in the same era as soon as possible.
Well, the sets were there.
Yeah.
Use them again.
Yeah. I don't know. Worf's hair is really good in Page Boy hair.
It looks good coming out of the hat. But this is the best. Well, until he gets the braided ponytail.
What? Oh yeah.
This is the best Worf, the best Klingon hair, little page boy.
I like the idea that. I mean, I guess Data could have a beard if he wanted a beard, right? Like he could just.
I don't know.
I mean,
it would be
artificial, but...
He doesn't grow the hair out of his head.
But he has hair on his head, right? So
yeah,
he could have any...
Well, but he could... I mean, but I don't think he could grow it. He'd have to put it on him.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's all his hair.
I know, but he didn't put the original
hair
on.
Okay, question. Does Data have pubes? I'm going to go around the room. Jake.
Yes.
Yes. And are they natural? Are they cat hair?
It's
yak fur all the way.
All of Data's hair everywhere is a tritanium weave.
Tritanium weave.
Yeah.
It sounds expensive.
All right. May, does Data have pubes?
No, I see him as like a Ken doll down there.
Oh. Okay. No, he's fully functional.
He's fully functional.
He's so got stuff down there.
No, he's got pipes.
Hmm.
It just does.
Sean?
Oh, I think yes. He says he's fully functional. I don't think he can be fully functional without pubes.
That's a really good point.
Wow.
Data once read that if there was grass on the field,
you could play ball?
can play ball, and so therefore it was important that he
wanted to make sure
equip
everybody
himself.
Knew that.
He wants to make sure everyone understands.
It's in the play.
It's him putting pubes there is him granting consent.
Yeah. Aaron.
We all talked about whether or not having sex with Data is the same as having sex with a toaster. Now we know he's all about consent, so yeah. He puts pubes out to prove his consent.
Yeah, exactly.
So Worf got shot.
And he's getting it delicately wrapped with a bandana, and he's fine.
Yep.
Nice. This is doing nothing for me. Thank you.
But can you get hurt in the holodeck?
Yes. That with the safety protocols off.
Ew, he's horrible behind there. He's like Campbell Lecter.
So now
right
this guy's turned into Data too.
Oh. Everybody's turning into Data. Yeah. Like, I think there might be up to a fistful.
Yes.
Which is a lot.
How much is a fistful of Data's?
We're gonna find out.
I mean, he's pretty big. I don't think I could fit a lot of them, but are we just saying how many I could grab with one hand?
He's got a fistful.
Yeah.
He's got a dual fistful. This is the character that he really gets to ham sandwich it.
Yeah.
Because he's doing a full, my paw is going to come get me.
But the thing is, like, that's why I can't understand why this is, like, in the sevens. Because I swear at the time, like, as a nerd, everybody was eating this stuff up. We're like, oh, yeah, more Data in the holodeck. And that was
I don't know. I think that.
Did we turn against it later?
But I think what I have noticed from the IMDb stuff, the nerds on IMDb do not like the holodeck stuff.
Yeah.
They don't enjoy the romps.
Yeah, at the time, maybe that was just me. At the time, I loved the romps. Those were my favorite.
They're always my favorite, too. But some people are, like, weird about that stuff. Especially the fucking Trek fans. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking to you out there.
Oh, my God. We're calling them out?
Pissed off our three listeners.
Listening.
Now we're down to
two. We love you.
I mean, our listeners, I'm sure, appreciate the silly a little more than the average Trek.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I think within our listeners, this is a top-rated episode.
Well, and you're the only ones we care about, dear listeners.
Yes.
So now he's explaining why everything's been going wrong.
I really love this foreshadowing on Geordi's beard. Like,
right.
They're not just going to throw it at me next episode. They're going to give me a transition period where it's like, it's got 5
It takes a man some time to grow a beard, you know? At least he can grow one, unlike you.
Ooh, that is true. I'm extremely jealous. But can Data... That is my
That's favorite. The question.
Yeah.
Hey, Captain. The firmware update screwed up the ship. Sorry.
Yeah.
But we did ask you for permission. So
we just did it. We just said yes, and we did not read the TOS. We just
So now Data is talking in a Western drawl. He's going to say something. He's walking.
Nice.
These spiders fucking great.
Did he do anything else? Is there movies where we could just enjoy Brent Spiner being?
He's great in Independence Day.
That's true. Those are some. Is that his hair? Arm hair?
Yep.
Or is that some moss?
So he's got hair on his arms. He's got hair on his pubes.
Hair on his pubes.
Is that what hair looks like on his pubes? It's like moss. It looks like ancient primordial moss.
Well,
looks like the stuff you buy at like Michael's
exactly
to make your dioramas.
Like. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's like got a train set ready. To
Is that what his pubes look like?
Probably.
God, I hope so.
Thick, but also patchy.
There's some like rock. There's some like styrofoam rocks and shit in there. Like all the diorama shit. Oh my God.
Dun.
Mm. I like it.
That, yeah.
So we're going to get a little bit of Spiner and Spiner, you know, action going on here.
He gets to be a, have a scene with himself?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Hell yeah. It's like the old, when we always talked about William Shatner's favorite partner, acting partner was William Shatner. There you go.
Wow. I can see it.
Can you hear the accent?
I can hear
the,
it.
In the dialogue? Yeah,
I can hear it through the stuff.
He calls me Yarn Paul. It's hilarious.
They didn't proportion the separate shots very well. Like the guy on the left seems like huge and in the
Well, he's sort of crouched down.
Yeah.
Who is that? Is that like a mannequin in the background?
I think it is.
What is going on?
It's moving. It's a person. I saw it move a little bit.
No way.
It shifted a little bit,
no.
I think.
What was your imagination?
They told the extras to not move in the background. Minimal movement.
If it moved, look, it's a mannequin.
I think you're right.
It's a mannequin in the background.
Yep, I think you're right.
Oh, my God. Move! Move!
They probably have, like, they just found some random doll that sort of looked like Brent Spiner, and they dressed it up in the Western outfit.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was a really
good eyes there, Philippe.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I did not notice that when I watched it. I believe you are right.
Yes.
I think my scene
moved. I spotted a mannequin. I've broken through the movie magic of it all, but worth it.
As long as one was already built, it was probably cheaper.
Yeah.
Than having an extra dude.
Is there going to be a big shootout at the end of this?
Of course.
Okay.
Classic, right? It's a Western.
Yep.
They got to finish the Western.
Or it looks like a more of like a miner than like.
I know.
He looks with the flat rim.
Yeah.
He looks like a prospector or something. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a much different word.
Jesus.
I was like, no, he doesn't.
You're right.
That lady with the white, you know, what did you call her? Jake?
What's that?
the blonde bartender.
Victoria Jackson?
Yes.
Oh, boy. So have they figured out how to roll back the update yet?
Yeah. They gotta go back to the old BIOS.
They're doing a memory purge.
Classic memory purge. I feel like they probably shouldn't plug them into the computer that they're all relying on without. It seemed half cocked.
What?
When they plug data into the main.
Oh, computer. The plan?
Yeah, just, you know.
Well, you know, you gotta do something.
You gotta do something.
You gotta plug them in somewhere.
I really like Diana in casual clothes.
Yeah, it's a good look for her.
Mm-hmm.
See, her hat looks more like a sheriff's hat. With the front sort of bent up like that, he does look like a fucking miner.
Yeah. What is this? They got some telegraph.
That's my 8th grade woodshop project.
Yeah.
That toolbox there.
Right. Those are the kind of things you make at Cub Scout means.
And it's about the same quality.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mrs. Garrett's into him.
Oh, yeah. No, she keeps getting pissed at him because she thinks he's whoring around with some other whore other than her.
That clock looks so fucking fake. I don't know why. The hands look so paper. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Old West Star Trek. I don't know why I'm tearing into you. You're amazing. I apologize. But those hands on your clock were pretty shitty.
Yeah.
It did not look like real.
The set producers were like, okay, like, should we go and scout the area and see what we need? It's all set up. It'll all be set up. Just yeah, let's exactly. just go. There's no time. There's no money.
Yeah.
Just they'll have a clock. There'll be a clock.
We need it to be at certain times. So it's like, we'll just use paper.
Yeah.
We'll just get some.
bring a friend with some paper and scissors.
Yeah. Let's get some craft paper.
We're way over budget. Come on. We can't even start. No more conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop talking. There will be a trough. Hot. There will not be any horses, probably. Can we get horses? No. No horses.
Did you say horse? There can
be tumbleweed. Can the tumbleed blow across this thing? No. We can't do blowing.
We can't find it.
We can only have stationary tumbleweed in this shot. Okay. Got it.
I feel like I'm looking at, like, Burbank behind there or something.
I wonder where that was. I wonder if that's on the Burbank Ranch. It doesn't look like the Universal backlot.
No.
Maybe, I don't know, does Paramount have a Western set on their black?
I mean, a lot of them do, but it just...
yeah.
Oh my God, Data got to be so many characters.
Yep.
Brent Spiner must have been loving
it. Oh, he was loving it. Here he comes. Now he's that guy. Oh. And this guy.
So awesome.
No. Fucking kid. Ugh. I hate that fucking kid.
Damn.
I'm awesome.
I like it. What? Cheating?
Yeah.
It's like hacking in, like,
yep.
Hacking
He's
on
got
a video
a force field. Oh, not anymore.
What?
What is going on? He threw him a pistol?
Yep.
Oh, shot out of the hand.
Oh.
Classic.
Time for Mexican Brett Spiner to step out.
I'm out.
Okay.
You're messing with the wrong person. I'm a Klingon. We kill for fun.
Yeah. But what about honor?
That weapon he has looks really proppy and shiny for Worf. It's not very...
Oh, the Worf's gun?
Yeah.
Man. Did Worf just do a flourish and put it in?
Yep.
Doesn't seem like something Worf would do, but all right.
Little role. Yeah.
He's getting into the role.
Yeah.
You got some explaining to do about this program, young man.
I know, yep. Exactly. There was a lot of prostitutes in this program.
Uh-oh. It's not over.
Uh-oh.
Brent Spiner gets to play one more character.
It's not her, is it?
Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, no.
And he said, according to IMDb trivia, this was his favorite role to play.
Really?
Yep. In program.
Please end program. She's coming closer.
I know.
Oh, Brent Spiner wanted to make it a kiss, but
Worf.
Michael Dorn was like, no.
No, slightly transphobic, but we'll go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a big tricorder in space.
So they got to their destination. Everything's been fixed.
And
we're all...
You guys didn't have any adventures on your way over here, did you?
I hope not. Because we have a whole Western hoedown theme for... No!
He doesn't have a triangular pillow or whatever.
Have you been sitting in my chair?
That's the chair in bed form.
You know, you're not supposed to come into the room when Dad's with his chair.
Get out!
You don't know what seating is like for adults.
Don't look at me. Yeah.
Computer lights off.
He liked it. But this is the funny thing. This is a guy who's got a truckload of weapons all over his room.
Yeah.
Yet he's going to choose to do a finger gun right now when he pulls. Use the phaser, dwarf. Come on, bro.
This is more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's creepy the way he smiles.
No, that was really creepy. I want him to like have a picture of Mrs. Garrett Data like over his bed. What? And into the sunset.
Yeah. That was on purpose.
Co-producer Wendy knew that was worth it.
There you go.
Majel Barrett.
Majel Barrett?
This full of Datas that gave us everything we asked for.
I know.
There was a whole lot of Datas in that episode.
There was, and I feel like that was at least an 8. Come on.
Yeah, I know. 7 points.
Those were the ones that when I was young, when I was first watching it, that I really liked.
I know. I always liked
It just took it out of, like, the normal and
you could watch it, and you didn't need to know anything.
Yeah.
Like, there was no history behind it.
Yeah.
It was just guys in this wacky adventure.
It was a one-off, but it was also fun, because, like, usually they were really super serious.
Right.
Serious about everything. Yep. So it was nice. Woo!
Well, everybody else enjoy the episode?
Oh, yeah. It was very, you know, it looked like home.
It was all the things.
It seemed familiar.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know. I was a little bit sad we didn't get to play the 80s version.
I know. Well, we'll have to save it for the next time we record.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do 2000s and 2010s too.
That'd be good.
I wonder if you'll do better at those.
Probably.
Maybe. You did good at picking Aaron did good at
Figured that. I thought maybe the older people would be better at the 80s and 90s. Maybe the younger crew will be better at the 2000s, 2010s. I'd be shit at 2010. I don't even know what the winners are for the most part.
They didn't either sometimes.
I just don't pay attention to movies.
Moonlight thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But until then, next time.
Leave you with anticipation, titillating anticipation.
I don't know what we're watching next week, but I'm sure it'll be great.
How close are we till Deep Space?
After this episode, there are 3 episodes of Next Generation and then episode 1 of Deep Space 9.
Wow.
So in a month, we'll be doing them.
Nice.
I mean, in podcast world. Who knows when we'll record them, actually.
Yeah.
But please rate, review, subscribe to your Apple podcast or whatever you do to listen to your podcast. 5-star review really helps us. So if you are listening and you haven't already rated it, if you don't mind, we would love it. You can email us at warpthepodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, although we never post anything, but follow us anyways at Warp Trek, on Instagram at Warp the Podcast, and you can go to patreon.com/warped and give us money. We won't give you anything back, but we'll take your money.
We'll give you back psychic good vibes, man.
And but until next time, my name is Sean.
I'm Jake.
Philippe.
Aaron.
Bye.
Thank you and good night.
Yeah. Yeah, if you sponsor at the good vibes level, you get the good vibes.
Thank you.